details regarding the food and beverage service, only to find that everything had already been handled by Claudia and double-checked by Hawthorne. The day had turned out to be bright and warm, and the gardens were idyllic, so the guests lingered, sharing their stories and memories of Miss Sally, and how she had touched each of their lives. Eventually, the guests began to drift away amidst hugs, handshakes, and well wishes. Finally, there were only a few of us left to tend to the cleanup. Joey Anderson drifted over toward me and mumbled,
"Are you Hamilton?"
I turned to him with my best courtroom stare and declared, "Young man, I am Theodore J. Hamilton, Esquire." Joey took a half step back and stared at me as if he were looking at a space alien. After a long, awkward pause, he explained,
"I'm Joey. I was diving near the Great Barrier Reef in Australia when I got your express package about my great-grandmother dying."
He stared at me hopefully as if I would pick up on his intentions, but I just stared at him, refusing to make it any easier. He dropped his gaze, cleared his throat, and continued,
"I came here to get my money."
I smiled mischievously and asked, "Did you have some money here?" He shook his head and whined,
"Your letter said I should come and get my stuff."
I feigned confusion and declared, "My correspondence indicated, as I remember, that your great-grandmother, Miss Sally Mae Anderson, had regrettably passed away, and you should travel by the most expedient conveyance to participate in her memorial service and discuss your possible inclusion in the disposition of her estate." I took that opportunity to glare disgustedly toward the motorcycle and remark, "I look forward to the point in time when you and I will be able to have a frank and candid discussion regarding the definition of an expedient conveyance." His confusion turned into annoyance, and he shot back,
"Just tell me how I can get my money and get out of here."
I explained, "Young man, there is a time and place for everything, and the time for that discussion will be tomorrow morning. And the place will be around the breakfast table in the main house." I turned and departed, leaving him standing there, stunned and bewildered. After enjoying a comfortable evening as a guest of Anderson House, the next morning, as I had done hundreds of times over the years, I made my way toward what I would always think of as Miss Sally's breakfast table.